Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, The Revelation of God. A rainbow is one of nature's most beautiful spectacles that points to the hand of God. It consists of water and light and curves to form a beautiful circle. Scientists believe they know how rainbows are formed, but knowing how something works or is formed doesn't explain why. The search for the answers to why reveal the mind and intentions of God, our Creator. We have knowledge of gravity and can predict the motions of objects based upon mathematical formulas and equations. But being able to describe gravity and how it is and can be used doesn't answer the question of why there is gravity. Being able to use and describe light doesn't answer the question of why light consists of a spectrum of color. Being able to describe DNA and how it works to create and reproduce life doesn't answer the question of why DNA can do this. All these things and many more examples contain and indicate purpose and intent. But intent and purpose are not derived from non-living things themselves, but are given from without and point to the hand of a Creator, whom we call God. God reveals Himself in the why of the things we see and observe. The Bible also supports and credits God for all these things. A recent Gallup poll showed that 29% of people surveyed agreed that the Bible contains fables and legends and are the work of men. I can understand why some people would say this, because of some of the things the Bible states to be true that have no known explanation, at least that I am aware of, and as to how these things could be. For example, how can it be explained that over 5,000 people could be fed with only 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread? Or how can a person survive 3 days and nights in the belly of a whale or fish? Or how a flood of water can cover the earth and destroy all life except those contained in an ark? But because something can't be explained doesn't mean there's not an explanation or that it didn't happen. And all those who claim something the Bible states happened didn't happen based on the lack of explanation how it could produce no proof that it didn't happen. Finally, God is revealed in the Bible. The Bible states that God said this and God said that. It reveals God working with and through people to accomplish His eternal purpose for them. Along with the account and revelation the Bible gives us of God requires a measure of faith. For reasons only fully known to Him, God has chosen to use faith to justify man's worthiness and righteousness for salvation. Faith requires us to believe some things we are not able to prove or explain. It requires us to accept some things as true without knowing for a fact they are. There are many things about our world and conditions under which we have to live that are difficult. They can be difficult to explain and for us to find reasons to justify. But if we had all the answers to all the questions, there would be no need for faith. For faith is only required when something is unknown. And God has chosen not to answer all the questions so that we will have to trust and believe Him for what we don't know. And while God doesn't answer all of our questions, He has given us the answer to enough of them to reveal His presence in our life and in our world. This revelation can be seen in the things we observe, like the rainbow, and in the written, infallible, inerrant, and inspired book we call the Bible, or Word of God. For in them, they point to the answer to the why questions, and the how answers can't provide. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School Missions and PTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.